mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I am reading directly from the London Independent. The government says they are going to pass the law. They are going to make everyone in the country take a multi-vaccine that blocks cocaine, heroin, and nicotine. Their excuse is, well, it costs too much money for us to treat it. And listen, it says experts at Scripps Research Institute in San Diego, California, have developed a super virus harmless to humans, which produces proteins that can block or reduce the effects of cocaine. And they give you a virus that goes in and brain damages you. That's what it does. Goes in and attacks certain neuroreceptors in your brain. They're going to inject us with viruses that eat parts of our brain. And they got the police in black ski masks. They're building the prisons. Why, you're insane if you don't take it. You'll feel much better once you get this injection. And for decades, we've caught the UN giving women vaccines, a tetanus shot with a hormone added to it that makes the body have an attack that hormone so the woman can't ever have a baby. We've caught them adding it to vaccines that brain damages children by design. Not the mercury, a hormone that attacks the cerebral cortex in development. They're brain damaging the mass of us to be better slaves. Folks, you couldn't make this stuff up. Actually, there's a new movie coming out called Code 63 or 4 with some huge actors where they give you these viruses to control your mind. It's so good. Soon you'll be one of us. Soon you'll take the injection. I mean, who could come up with stuff like this? And here it is. England's going to make you take it. And then they're saying, oh, the U.S. is thinking about doing it. Oh, well, you're sorry, your child can't go to school. Oh, we're going to have CPS take your children. They won't take the vaccine that has a virus go into the brain and block proteins. Oh, that's so good for you. Oh, it's so good. Ben in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, another little piece of media coverage. Have you heard about the Coca-Cola's new marketing scheme?
Yeah, they got GPS, and when you win, the black helicopters come and bring you in the vehicle.
Yeah, I hadn't heard you mention that. That's a little creepy. A couple of years back, I had sent you a Fox News piece where they talk about the black boxes in the cars.
Which track and trace everything you do, yes.
Yeah, you remember that? Civil libertarians, eat your hearts out. The kid's safety comes first. They're doing a new one on Fox right now. They're really pushing this this RFID tag thing, and I just wanted to tell the listeners that it might not be too far off in the future that this is goes down.
Okay, they push it and announce that it's coming after it's already in a lot of products. It's in thousands of products. It's going to go in all products to replace the barcode. It's already there. It's going to be in your passport, your driver's license, in all the products you buy, because Walmart and the Defense Department have told their distributors anybody that sells to them has to have this.
Hey, one question. As far as Code Red goes, do you think they will ever put Code Red, do you think we'll ever go to Code Red without an actual terror attack?
No, I think we'll go to Code Red after they carry out terror attacks.
Right. All right, well, I'll get off. Thanks, man.
Thank you. And again, they've publicly said it is martial law. It is martial law. And by the way, we're going to forcibly inoculate you under martial law, and we have vaccines that change your brain chemistry where you cannot become angry, where you will serve us. They are openly talking about a vaccine that where, oh, you're prone to anger, your genetics shows, we're going to give you the shot, no more anger. That brain damaging you. They've already been doing it. You wonder why some people just can't get it, can't are so zombie-like. Folks, it's been in the vaccines for a long time. You understand? You understand, folks? You understand how... Folks, this is a nightmare science fiction movie. You're living in it. It's really happening. And I won't be able to talk about this here in Austin on TV soon because they're going to shut down the TV station. And they're shutting down talk radio all over the place. And they're just taking our free speech, and they're going to herd us in. They're going to have brainwashed, brain-damaged cops. It'll come round us up and put us in camps. And at that point, when they come with their injectors, what do? You've got to stand up against it. Sounds nuts, folks, but I just read the London Independent. Mind control vaccines. The Manchurian candidate for real. We're going to go to Boston when we get back. Talk to Tom Wallace. They're on the ground. Stay with us.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. 8 minutes and 27 seconds into this third hour. To boil it down, I read the federal plans years ago on air. Under the name of fighting terrorism and for security, and with the hired anarchists they hire to go out and provocateur, and we have this on video, police admitting this, they are going to shut down protests in America, ban protests, and if you insist, they're going to put you in a cage half a mile away inside a building. And in Boston, Mass., there are fences with huge metal girders with protest zones underneath the train station where no one can see you. They have helicopters, troops with machine guns, heavy machine guns, trained on the population, armored vehicles. This is the new America. Searching people without warrants, randomly checkpoints all over the city. And joining us is Tom Wallace with the Boston Committee for Palestinian Rights. And Mr. Wallace, what is your position with this organization?
I do their media work.
So you're running the website.
Well, not necessarily running the website. The website is just pretty basic. But
is that CPR4democracy.com?
This is BCPR.org.
All right, because some of the photos of the cages and stuff are at CPR4democracy.com.
Right, those are the ones I forwarded you earlier. That came from someplace else, and I forwarded them to you. They were just pictures of the cases.
Okay, well, those are on InfoWars.com right now. Can you describe the atmosphere right now in Boston?
I think that you did a pretty good job of it, actually. It's, as I was driving around the city last night, there are basically police on every corner. The MBTA police, as you have pointed out, are randomly searching people on the T. There are cameras on many buildings. You don't even know how many, but several news stations this morning were doing programs on the security, and basically there are just cameras everywhere.
And, of course, and those are going to stay there after the convention.
Absolutely. They didn't spend millions of dollars to put them up just to take them down. They provide them with all kinds of new tools that, you know, they never thought, no one ever dreamed that they would have this kind of capability. So, I mean, it's really, everybody is just stunned by it. I heard an interview with former Governor Michael Dukakis last night, who was also the former Democratic nominee, I think 1988. And he was basically calling all of this absolute insanity. It really is insane what this looks like. But the protest pen that you're talking about, what had been worked out with the city ahead of time, and basically what they wanted to do was provide a free protest area that would have access to the delegates, so the delegates could see you and you could see the delegates. They could hear you. And it would actually make a safe environment for everyone. Given the limitations following 9/11, it seemed like a reasonable thing to do. So everyone kind of went, "Well, okay."
Oh yeah, because protesters are evil Al Qaeda and.
Well, yeah, as if someone is going to infiltrate, as if someone's going to pose as a protester. If they're going to do something, that seems insane.
Well, we're all guilty until proven innocent, and we really know who's behind 9/11. But the point here is, now you guys are going to be walled off in these cages, and
right. So they've built now. What they've turned these into are what you can't see if you have to look really closely at the photograph to notice that on top of the you have the Jersey barricade at the bottom with a fence on top of that, and then the razor wire that is up overhead. And then there's this netting, and you have to look closely at the photograph to see it. You're actually, there's a net overhead that covers from the girder down to that fence so that you are completely netted in. And it really is a cage.
Now, by the way, all over the country, from Portland to you name it, they block off certain streets. Then the police won't let people evacuate and attack the peaceful protesters. Were you familiar with that, sir?
No, but I think that a lot of people are afraid to go into this pen for that reason.
Yeah, we're going to put you in this no way out, no way in. We're going to lock you up in a huge cage with razor wire. Now, the federal judge says it's going to stay, but he also admits and calls it an internment camp.
Exactly. I think his original quote said, well, we won't go there. It was, yeah, he calls it an internment camp. And because that's what it looks like. I mean, we're calling it Gulag Palestine. Because it also just looks like that. The only reason, I think most groups, there's no one else going into that pen except us. The only reason that we're going in is because the U.S., I mean, the city couldn't have provided a better platform for a protest against the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, because this is what they're doing in the West Bank and Gaza, is they're building these cages. They're building, turning Palestinian villages and towns into cages. So, and to prisons. So,
well, really, kind of like the Nazis did with Jewish ghettos.
Well, I do refer to it as ghettos. Absolutely, they are ghettos. Calkilia, in the city of Calkilia, of 40,000 people, there's only one way in and out, and it's that city is controlled by a gate that Israeli soldiers control. And if they feel like letting anyone in or out of the entire city, they do. And if they don't, they don't.
But isn't that freedom? I mean, we're going to have that here. They admit, I have New Jersey newspapers, UPI, saying that Israel's going to be allowed to kill Americans whenever they want, no judge, no jury, and that they're advising cities how to set things up like this. I mean, isn't that going to be good?
Well, Israel has killed an American as they felt like it. Her name was Rachel Corrie.
Yeah, running over with a bulldozer and laughing
exactly.
About it.
And, you know, she's not the first. She's not going to be the last. But have we? I guess we're taking lessons from the Israelis in Iraq. So I guess we're going to start taking lessons.
Have you seen the new Abu Ghraib photos where they've got Israeli tattoos, the torturers?
Yeah, I saw that. It didn't shock or surprise me. I think that shocked and surprised other people, but I wasn't particularly surprised by it. And slowly but surely, people are starting to admit that, you know, the Israeli pressure was behind a lot of the invasion of Iraq. Look, who benefited from that?
Oil companies and the weapons dealers, but also Israel, they're a part of it. And I think,
right.
we have to mention that about, what, half the people in Israel are against all this.
Exactly.
And they get arrested, they get tortured, they've been enslaved by this.
Absolutely.
Arab states use Israel as kind of the scapegoat for their own abuse. I mean, the whole thing's a bad situation.
And we contribute to that as well. I mean, we don't... Saddam Hussein wasn't a problem until, you know, we decided that he was. I mean, who provided him with all the weapons that he supposedly...
Listeners know that. They know that he was a CIA officer and that they set him up just like Noriega and everybody else, but just like bin Laden. But going back here to Boston, we have photos on the website, Associated Press photos, of troops with heavy 50 cal and then 7.62... M60s up on top buildings pointing loaded machine guns at the population. Have you seen that?
Yeah. If you just go downtown, you can see them everywhere.
You know, I should have gone to this.
you should hop on a plane and come up. It's extraordinary. But you know what? Having missed this, if you think that this is any... Wait till you see New York.
Yeah, I hear New York's going to be even worse.
So, you know, you should do a live show from New York for sure.
Well, this is just blowing me away right now, and but you know,
I'm laughing, but it's not funny. You know, it's really not. It's really pathetic. It's really...
This has nothing to do with keeping us safe from terrorism.
No.
And then you look at who's behind the terrorism, and it's sure isn't the people they're claiming. I tell you what, give us the website for the organization and some other websites we should check out, Tom.
You can check out bcpr.org. That's the website for BCPR.
Can I stay in contact with you, and can I get video of stuff you shoot for my local TV show?
Yeah, I have some great video, actually, from a protest in Azawiya, which is basically all Palestinian civilians and some internationals protesting against the wall being built through their village.
Well, I'll even pay you to ship me the footage. I want to show it to people.
It's amazing. But get this. I mean, the tear gas that they're using, you can see the soldiers. The woman that filmed this is incredible, and she's with IWPS. And they're just, like, firing this tear gas. But the tear gas is different. It doesn't just burn your eyes and your throat. It actually knocks you out. So some people were out for 24 hours. Some people were out for days. And so they're basically using chemical weapons against these people.
Unbelievable.
But I can send you the footage for sure.
Tom, we're going to get Jeannie Crescenzo on the show coming up here in a few minutes. Do you want to stay on with her or do you need to go?
No, I actually need to go, but I would love to talk to you again.
Yeah, give us those websites again.
You can check bcpr.org, palsolidarity.org, any of the ACLU you could check for, or U.S. Campaign Against the Occupation.
Okay, and can I get you back on later this week as this develops?
Sure.
Perhaps even get you on the phone from the street.
Yeah, I did that a lot in the West Bank. I'd be happy to do it for you.
Okay, well, we really appreciate you, Tom Wallace, coming on and your courage to be in the middle of all this. And be careful, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Take care, my friend. Wow, I mean, in the middle of all this, machine guns aimed at them, in cages. Martial law, folks, training the country who's watching this how to be good little slaves. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. We'll talk to another one of these folks when we get back. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to men, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once, and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
All right, folks, Jeannie Crescenzo is our guest, and she's the editor of CPRfordemocracy.com. We have a link to it at Infowars.com. And they are literally locked up in cages, no protest allowed where the public can see it. They have them under the train station with barbed wire and nets over them. She was at Miami where they admittedly marched judges and union heads down alleys and beat them savagely. She said it's not as bad there in Boston yet where they openly attack peaceful people. But they've got machine guns trained on them, armored vehicles, helicopters. Has nothing to do with terrorism. This is about training you how to be a slave. And I talked to her during the break and she said, look, our freedoms are basically dead right now. This is martial law, folks. Jeannie, it's great to have you on with us, and thanks for joining us. You've got the floor. What's going on?
Well, people are not buying into it. So they've built this cage that's like a concentration camp, but we're not going there. Yesterday, there was a rally and march from the Boston Commons. There was, by my estimate, between 4,000 and 5,000 people. They gathered in the Commons. It was peaceful. It was sponsored by ANSWER. There were many organizations that had tables set up, and people were passing around their pamphlets, and it was really what democracy is all about. Then we all organized into a parade and marched. It was about a four-mile march down to the Fleet Center, where the convention is, and back again to the park. While we were on the way, there was police all along the sides, but it was nothing compared to the terrorizing presence of police that I witnessed in Miami. I have to admit that it was intimidating, but controlled.
Now, they are wearing the black ski mask, the black uniforms.
Not all of them. There were some.
Yes.
Not ski mask. The shield in front of their face. There were some that were dressed like they were in Miami.
I do have photos of the men's ski mask, too. You may not have seen those.
I didn't see those.
What about the AP photos of men with huge machine guns aiming at the public?
Well, they may have been there. I didn't see that. We were marching through narrow streets, and I don't know what was up on buildings and things. There were some police on horses. It was not, I have to say that again, it was not as bad as Miami. It did feel like, you know, who's protecting who here? Because if they're supposed to be there to protect us from terrorists, what were they doing?
Yeah, this is all too convenient. That we're going to get rid of America's freedoms here in our constitutional republic in the name of defending the country's liberties and freedoms. Now, you were in Miami. For those that aren't aware of what happened last year, can you break that down for them?
We couldn't even get to the protest site. Now, you're talking about protesters who were retired people, grandmothers and grandfathers, union people. These were not wacko jobs. These were ordinary American citizens who wanted to protest against what it seems to be an escalating system of taking our jobs away.
Well, I interviewed 85-year-old veterans who were taken down alleys to be beaten and told you shouldn't protest.
I'm not denying that happened.
Okay,
I didn't witness that.
So what happened in Miami? You said you couldn't get to the protest.
No, they made it impossible. We tried. We ended up. We got on a bus. We parked our cars after we couldn't find. Parked them far, far away. Got on a bus that was supposed to take us down to the area, and then about 6 or 7 blocks away, the bus driver tells us, and the bus is all full of protesters. Says, I've been ordered to turn around. He wouldn't even let us off there. So we took it, but it turned out he was a transit authority cop, and they're union people, and they were sympathetic to the cause. So he took us to the metro station and told us exactly how to get there that way, which we did. But there were a lot of people that didn't get down to the protest site just because they just made it impossible there. When I arrived, I thought I was in another country. They were 4 deep of police in riot gear, holding all kinds of interesting weapons that I never saw before. Brand new things that were bought with the money that was put aside for Homeland Security in the Iraq War, part of the $87 million that was put aside for protection.
Well, that's part of the war against the people.
It's war against the people. So I was afraid that I was going to see that kind of presence here in Boston. What I did the other night, I was down at the Boston Social Forum, and I'm, you know, reporting on what's going on because God knows you've not seen it in the press. In fact, this morning it was the New York Times.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. I want to hear what we're not hearing from the New York Times. I want to hear about the difference between Boston and Miami, but I do want to get into what happened in Miami, too. That's important. And we'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, and the website's prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
All right, my friends, we're talking to Jeannie Crescenzo, editor of CPRfordemocracy.com. They have photos of these cages where they lock people up in these cages where the public can't even see you, a half mile from the convention center, behind even other larger fences. We're going to have her on for about 10 more minutes, then we'll go to Dan and Joshua and others that are holding, and a bunch of other just out of control New World Order, fascistic, communistic, whatever you want to call it, total tyranny globally run by the military-industrial complex. But I've been talking to Jeannie during the breaks. I mean, she was in Miami. She was at the martial law there in Georgia. But now she's in Boston right now, folks. Our people there on the ground, we're going to have lots of these folks on throughout the week of the Democratic National Convention, also with the situation in New York. But during the break, we had left off with the media not telling us, even the so-called liberal media, not telling us what's really going on. Tell us about that.
Well, the New York Times says that, you know, the Democratic Party is this great unified front, and they don't mention anything that's happening here outside of the convention. They didn't mention a word about this rally and march with 5,000 people yesterday. They didn't mention the Boston Social Forum, with thousands and thousands of people came and participated in over 600 different types of events over the weekend. I just came from a forum at St. Paul's Church here, right off the Boston Common, where the church is packed, and we had speakers like Jesse Jackson and Dennis Kucinich talking about civil rights. And it's not being picked up by the media. Not only that, according to what I read in the front page of New York Times today, the Democratic Party is trying to tell us now to lighten up on Bush.
Well, yeah, the skull and bones staged election with the two cousins. And again, folks, whether you love the Democratic Party or hate it, you should be able to see the other side. Even the conservatives that are there protesting aren't going to get much attention. And this is a staged event right out in everybody's face. And, you know, we should know what the protesters are saying and doing. But by shutting this down, by having these zones, they're able to ignore that because they don't want the average Democrat knowing that Kerry says he's for this war.
If we were to protest in that cage, and let's make it clear, it's not like anybody's being forced into that cage. What the demonstrators have decided, and the progressive groups here, is that we will go anywhere but there. We are not going in there.
But they're saying that that's your designated area. What are they going to do?
We're just not going there. We're protesting the cage by not using the cage.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. You mentioned that everybody was there. The protest was over in Miami, sitting in the park, and then suddenly some provocateurs did something. And you said definitely provocateurs. I have video in Seattle of hired provocateurs, police admitting it. Can you describe what happened there?
Well, there were people who were marching in alongside us that were dressed like anarchists. You know, they had the all black and the black ski masks on. But they were so out of it compared to the 99% of the people there were just regular folks that were protesting the FTAA.
And then they always create the problem, and then the cops, I've seen it on video, don't go after them. They'll run right past them. And here in Austin, at the Fortune 500 meeting 4 years ago, I have video of this, folks. We put it on local TV. There's about 500 protesters were there at the Capitol to march to the Four Seasons Hotel, about eight blocks away. And these two huge thugs with arms the size of tree trunks in ski masks are trying to start fights. I go, media, it's cops. They're trying to provocateur. And 50 cops run across the street and go, back off, Jones.
Well, you know, the thing was the media arrived with protective gear in Miami. This is before, you know, we even started to march. And being a journalist myself, I went up to these guys, you know, photographers and journalists and, you know, what are you guys all wearing this armor for? And they were like, oh, we can't talk to you. So they knew ahead of time. And I saw at the G8 summit where it was, you know, there was gazillions of dollars spent on security. Most of it was to intimidate people not to show up. So there weren't that many people. But we went and did a protest at the Hercules chemical plant. Brunswick, Georgia, the pollution is so bad that the grammar school there has no windows. And so that's where we had started this demonstration, and we walked down to the Hercules plant, and across the street was the bridge to go over to Pine Island where they were holding the summit. And it was just too much of a temptation for the people. They wanted to cross that bridge. And fortunately, it was local police, and I have to give credit to the police chief of Brunswick. He was at a lot of these events. He made himself available, and he was a human being. And they only, when this confrontation started, that they, you know, you could see that they were going to try to get over that bridge. Only about a dozen armored police showed up. So it wasn't this huge show force like Miami. And there was a kind of lined up face-to-face people yelling. Well, the people were yelling, and the police were just standing there. And there was no attack on people. There were no arrests. They just let people voice it, what they were trying to say. And that's what protests should be about. Okay, let's let the police keep us from doing what we're not supposed to do. You know, whether if it's causing, you know, they have people that they have to protect. They understand it. But it was handled right. In the end, the police chief negotiated an agreement where everybody could win. He let the people, the protesters, go across the street, march across the street, and march around the intersection and come back. And, of course, they did it in little tiny baby steps that drove everybody nuts.
But, again, we're having the chilling effect. You said that instead of, whereas years ago, tens of thousands would show up, You said 300 showed up because they declared much of Georgia an emergency preemptive zone.
And everybody was, and not only that, they said that there was going to be a terrorist strike. And now they're saying the same thing about here in Boston. Oh, there's going to be a terrorist attack.
And they tell the media that to bind them psychologically to the...
No, they're telling the people that because they don't want
to. But they're also telling the media,
up.
You're the target, you know, stay with us.
Right.
Stay with us behind the fences in the hard zone.
Right.
Don't go out with the protesters.
Right. Now, this cage that they have set up is totally invisible to the public. If we were to stage a protest in there, it would be a total waste of time, let alone the fact that if that was a building, it would be condemned.
And a federal judge has now called it an internment camp.
Absolutely.
But then he goes on to say, but it's going to stand. What's his, what's the excuse for that?
He says that he has information from John Ashcroft that there's a reason that there's a secure enough of a security threat that this is necessary.
The same government that's been caught lying, what, about 100 times about weapons of mass destruction and terror threats.
Right. Well, and they're telling us there's definitely going to be a terrorist attack here in Boston. Well, you know, again, it was the same thing. They said there was going to be a terrorist attack at in Brunswick. If I was a terrorist, why would I attack people who were fighting for me, for freedom? You know, come on. But it works. It keeps people away.
Well, look, I mean, I'm going to have to be honest with you, Jeannie. I mean, are you familiar with the Northwoods document?
No, I'm not.
Well, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the 9/11 prior knowledge section. This is 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We have an official U.S. government plan to carry out terror attacks and blame it on foreign enemies as an excuse, as a pretext to invade foreign countries. I'm sure you've heard of PNAC.
Yes.
Project for New American Century.
Yes.
Said, we need helpful terror attacks on the order of Pearl Harbor. And so they're doing nothing to stop terror attacks. Bin Laden's their little CIA boy. This whole thing is staged. And I hope the protesters will start talking about stuff like that because nothing's being done to protect us from terrorists. And this is all to train us how to live in a police state.
We're already living in a police state. As I walked back from that cage, I wrote this in my article, I felt heartbroken. But I walked past these pubs where they were just, you know, packed with people standing in the door watching the TV over the bar where there was a Patriots game. I mean, not Patriots, Red Sox. And I just thought to myself, they don't know what's going on, and when it's all gone, when our democracy is gone, they won't notice. They won't even know that it's gone.
That's why we've got to wake them up, and I appreciate you coming on the show, Jeannie.
Oh, thank
can we
you
get
very
you
much.
Up? Can we get you back up again in a few days?
Yeah. I have a phone number there. I'll call back because I had to use a different phone. My cell phone was dying on me.
Well, that's fine, but I'd like to get you on, you know, when you're out there during the demonstrations, and be safe and take care.
Okay, thanks.
I appreciate it. And, you know, again, folks, these have all been kind of Democrat fringe groups, democracy this, democracy that. But the point is they've got a right to say and do whatever they want. They're not a threat. The globalists are behind the terror. And you heard the head of the ACLU on admitting that, oh, yeah, they talk about martial law under red alert. This is all about destroying our freedoms. And they're going to wall off the cities, have toll roads where they search your cars. They're going to force vaccines on you. They're going to build more and more prisons. This is the new America. In fact, I'm going to cover some of those articles here in a second. But let's take a few calls now. Dan in New Hampshire, thanks for holding. You're on the air, Dan.
Yes, hello, Alex. I'm glad Jeannie spoke about the baseball game because an interesting thing happened there. Kerry made the opening pitch, and then there was a military soldier full fatigue, and it looked like he purposely missed it or something, and I don't know, it was just like, it was like we're not accepting you. It looked like a big symbol.
Well, I mean, whether it's the Super Bowl or the NBA championships or the Kentucky Derby, they have black helicopters, troops, machine guns. They're training you. This is normal. This keeps you safe.
Right.
We're getting rid of Posse Comitatus.
For what she said about it being right in front of them, they won't even realize. I mean, there it was right there. You know, Kerry throwing a softball to a soldier, and, you know, he's not catching it. He's not accepting Kerry, and the police state is upon it. I mean, I just saw so much symbolism in that. I was freaking out by it.
But then Kerry is going to do the exact same thing as Bush.
And then there was like a standoff between them, and then finally they shook their hands and walked away. But it was just odd. I don't know. I saw it, and I just wanted to report on that. And another thing, I'm a natural kind of person here, and I really don't like them telling me what herbs I can or can't have.
They're moving to control and ban a lot of that. It's across the board. I don't think the listeners get the magnitude of the fact they're going to force our children and adults to take vaccines that change the brain chemistry so, quote, we can't get addicted to drugs.
Yeah, I go out there, I pick St. John's wort and comfrey and a variety of herbs out there in our neck of the woods out here in New Hampshire, and it's just ridiculous that they wanted to shove pills down everyone's throats, and the pills are causing more trouble than they're worth.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Joshua in South Carolina, go ahead. Yes.
Hey, am I making it?
Yes, you are.
Hey, what's going on? I was just going to say that them pills, they are bad. Everything's bad, nearly. You know how everything's going, but I was just going to say that... you know, you probably don't listen to a lot of music. I don't know if you do, but there's like a little band called Incubus, and they do a lot of stuff about like 1984. They talk about how the police state, it's not the 70s music, except it's a lot more, and people are more woken up to it then. And, you know, Jada Kiss had one on your show Friday night, you had, if I was right. You had one about, like, why did the terrorists hit, why did they hide behind the cowards and everything, and I mean, people are getting woken up by all this.
Yeah, the number one song in the country says the government carried out 9/11.
Oh, yes, sir.
And when the popular culture starts doing that, the globalists are in a lot of trouble. Thanks for the call. I'll try to get to some more calls if I have time, but I'm just looking at massive stacks here of news that I want to cover that are all of the greatest importance. Here's the New York Times. Now, again, a year ago, I saw numbers that 7 million people were in the prison system. And people couldn't believe that. They got four-year-old Justice Department numbers and said, Alex, it says 4 million. Oh, Alex, it says 2 million. No, no, it was 7 million years ago, upwards of 5 behind bars. And because the numbers are always a few years old. But you can always get the real numbers, projected numbers, okay? Right now it's more like 8.5 million. Again, that's current numbers, but now they're admitting 7 million or 6.9. U.S. correctional population hits new high. The number of Americans under the control of criminal justice system grew by 130,700 last year to reach a new high of nearly 6.9 million, according to the Justice Department's report released today. So, again, and that's a 3.2% increase in 2003. But, again, those aren't even the real numbers, folks. It's well over 8 million. The growth is what the report termed the correctional population comes at a time when the crime rate nationwide has been relatively stable for several years. And it's now the biggest part of the economy. And they say it's going to be 30 million by the end of this decade. Excuse me, 33 million. Very, very serious. Here's an article. Confusion reigns as security rules. Oh, security. This is the Boston Globe. No, Boston Herald. And it says, with a 15-foot fence, and it's more like 30, and black netting, an area around the Fleet Center was transformed into the so-called hard zone where uniformed soldiers and police officers in bright orange raincoats patrolled outside with the Secret Service completing its suite of the facility and security threats in preparation of the start of the Democratic National Committee. And it goes on and on. Now, I've got articles here. Oh, there's so many. Gosh, I should have covered this earlier. Listen to this. This is out of the Associated Press. Japanese Council approves human cloning. New Jersey approved human cloning on last year, folks. And that's keeping fetuses alive till birth and using them after birth. Oh, yes. Japan's top science council voted Friday to adopt policy recommendations that would permit the limited cloning of human embryos for scientific research. Okay, I thought you wanted to know about that. Another article here out of Canada where it says they're going to have RFID chips in the passports and license. And it's going to scan everybody and just unspeakable. Unspeakable. And then, folks, I could spend the whole show on this. Children to get jabs against drug addiction. Ministers consider vaccination scheme, heroin, cocaine, and nicotine targeted. And it says it changes the chemical protein makeup of the neuroreceptors in your brain and cuts off many forms of endorphin. That's what narcotics mimic is endorphins. And so... And, of course, the government's approving all these. In Britain, it says the government panel is about to pass a law making people take this. And they say you could say cocaine is more dangerous than measles, for example. And it says that the National Anti-Drug Immunization Scheme is one of the proposals being put forward by Brain Science Addiction and Drug Project. And then down here it says... It says Scripps Research Institute in San Diego, California, has developed a supervirus harmless to humans, which produces proteins that can block or reduce the effects of cocaine. They're going to permanently block up your neuroreceptors. Folks, I don't have words to say how horrible this is. And they're going to make you take it with Men in Black ski mask unless you say no. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flows through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, I cannot again stress that they've already been adding chemicals, hormones to vaccines to brain damage the entire population that takes them by design, to sterilize women. They've been caught doing it. But now they're overtly saying, oh, we're going to give you a drug that doesn't let you have these certain type of endorphins, that way you won't get addicted to drugs. And we're going to make you take it because the cost is so great of treating drugs. And then it changes your brain chemistry with a, quote, deadly virus. Oh, it's deadly in other mammals, but not in you, and it just changes your brain. Goes in and clogs the receptor. Folks, we're going to inject you and change your brain, and everything will be fine after we've done. I mean, I've got this stack of news I want to get to, but I just... Do you understand that once they got the electronic voting machines in, they'll say, oh, you all voted for this. Shut up, it's a democracy. Whatever the people want, they get. Oh, we're going to arrest those and make you take them. And we got a socialist government now, and we have to pay for the drug addicts, so we'll just give you vaccines where you won't want the drugs anymore. We're going to make all your children take it. This is the new world, people. We got to say no. A republic guards against that. And then I got this. U.S. report on prison abuse, a whitewash. ABC News, Australia, U.S. newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post have opened fire, that's whitewashes, on the conclusions of a report by U.S. Army on abuses in prisons in Iraq and Afghanistan, with the Times calling it a whitewash to extradite the high command. Of course, they were ordered to do it, but that's another whitewash. And here's another one. Poll, Americans against using torture. Two-thirds of Americans believe the United States should never use physical torture on people. We got a third of the people that are that sick. It detains, according to a poll, a majority, 55% in this country, should never use mental torture, such as making someone think that they or their family will be killed. 45% say you can threaten to kill somebody's children. I mean, what happened to you people? According to a poll by the Program on International Policy Attitudes by the University of Maryland. Out of time on that. Iraq wants Russian peacekeepers, and that means our government wants Russian peacekeepers, and that's why Putin says he loves Bush and loves the war, and Bush's daughters say they just admire Vladimir Putin. He's such a good man. And oh my goodness. Again, Putin and Blair are amazing leaders. Yeah, amazingly evil, Bush twins, Reuters. No end to it. Oh my goodness. Bali bombers may be freed, not because there's not enough court evidence, because they're CIA folks. That's London Independent. And we got articles here about Israeli assassin squads here in the U.S. It's just out of control. Another New York Times article about the Bilderberg Group running the planet. A secret conference thought to rule the world's the headline. FBI spy planes patrol the U.S. More on that. We're out of time for this broadcast, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Kind of got a year in review. On PrisonPlanet.com, some of the most out-of-control stuff of the last year. A bunch of other up-to-date news. And I've made 10 films, written a book, carry, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 other videos by great researchers on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You can order via our safe, secure shopping cart all of my films, or you can go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day to watch all the videos, read my book, Paul Watson's book, weekly TV reports, my best radio interviews. 15 cents a day, sign up for a month, 19 cents a day, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll freedom. Order my videos or any of the other videos we carry, or ask questions about special deals and sales we've got going right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I hear the music, so that means we're basically about to be out of here. But get my videos, make copies, get them out to people, expose this. Or they're going to forcibly inject you with vaccines openly that brain damage you, that change your brain chemistry. They got vaccines, quote, your genetics show you're aggressive. We're going to make your child take stuff that makes them docile. I mean, come on, folks. That's Brave New World. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
The Berkeleyites, unique.